The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete." Gospel of the Lord. From the Gospel antiphon, we say the word of Jesus on John 10:27. "My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me." He said, "My sheep hear my voice." That means important is to listen to the voice of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit. If not listening, you can't hear. Quiet heart, gentle heart. God is gentle. At times, we are too busy, no time for anything. But if you do not have spare time, quiet for a moment, you can hear the voice. Of course, the Holy Spirit works any time. Any people, any words from other people, any deeds from people can inspire you. But also, when the time of quietness, there's a time that you can talk to Jesus, listen to his voice. And he says, "I know them." The gospel word "know" means a kind of closeness. It's not that you know someone, just acquaintance with that person. Jesus knows us from inside. So believe Jesus is in you. In a certain sense, he's knocking at the door all the time, but your door is not open yet. That's why he stays with you, but you don't keep him inside your house. And follow me. So follow the word, follow his footpath, follow Jesus. From the gospel, we hear that Jesus himself also listened, followed the commandments of God the Father. So he asks us, "I do, you do the same." He does the will of the Father. We too, we have the same vision. We are, so in a sense, another Christ. What Jesus lived on earth is just always live the will of God the Father. We too. And this is how we can be one. And that's Jesus prayed already for each one of us. "Father, that they may be one, that I in you, you in me, and they are one in us."